With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
We should probably
we should hello.
I thought it'd be cool to act drunk. You know, I did that once.
Were you acting drunk?
Yeah. I used to speak to these girls. I did. Yeah, that's what I say on
did
the phone.
You?
Yeah, I used to speak to these girls on the phone. And
what, the cool line?
Yeah. And I then
what are you wearing? Are you wearing a Rolex?
Oh,
did you used to call those call lines when you were a kid?
I did that once. No, I had this one time where I phoned up these girls, right? And I didn't, not it sounds like I phoned up.
What do you mean you phoned up these girls?
I wasn't like some pimp. No, I didn't like phone up like, you were a pimp.
I phoned up some of my girls. Yeah, oh, here's some of your girls now. You finished? I'll come get you. You're like Gator. What's
that? Yeah, Gator from Will Ferrell.
Gator.
Hey, I'm Gator. I'm the biggest pimp in the world.
Biggest gimp in the world, man. Anyway, so you phone these girls.
I phone these girls.
Like prank calling them.
No, I used to stalk them on the phone. Back in the day, when you were at school, did you not speak to girls that you'd never met before? And like flirt with them.
More like on MSN, yeah.
No, mine was full blown. I went straight to mobile. I used to get their number off MSN.
What, from, okay.
Yeah, and then I would phone them. And I used to talk to these two girls, one called Lucy and one called Lucinda. They were friends and we used to talk to them. And there was this one time that they phoned me up and they asked me all like these questions. I thought, oh, the only way I can respond to this is if I pretend I'm drunk. So I phoned them up.
What did they ask you?
They were like, oh, do you like us? Do you think we're hot or something like that? And I was like, oh, God, I was too embarrassed to say the answers. So I thought, if I pretend I'm drunk, this is going to be cool. So I phoned them up and pretended I was drunk. And they went to me on the phone, are you pretending to be drunk? And I was like, no, of course I'm not pretending to be drunk.
The beginning of you just living a facade.
It wasn't me.
Always pretending. That should be the name of your book. The Big Facade.
I've got a big facade.
And what happened to Lucy and Lucinda, did you?
No, I hooked up with Lucinda, actually, in the end. In Cornwall.
What, pretending to be drunk? I'm sorry, babe, I can't get it up. I'm just so wasted. Honestly. How old are you as well, like 11?
No, I was old. I was 16 or something. I was really 16. Do you know what we should do to all our listeners? Welcome to a bonus episode. Two things we should tell them. Firstly, hey guys, hope everyone's having a lovely... Hope you're enjoying the weather. The weather's been great.
I got a burnt back.
You got a burnt back. We're going to talk about that. But also, we should probably announce that Mr. Alex Mitten...
is hungover.
Yeah, we can mention that as well. It was your birthday yesterday, so you're allowed to be hungover.
The one day. The one day of the year that I allow it.
And the other days, they don't.
Every other day, I'm in church. Oh, it's a tough life.
So happy birthday to you. What age would you like to be? So I can tell the age that you are, but what would you like to be?
I turned 12 today. That's what I want to be.
You want to be 12 again?
I think so, yeah. Start again. Start afresh.
You'd be one of those weirdos.
Happy-go-lucky 12-year-old.
No, you'd be one. Okay, what is that question that people ask? If you could relive your life, someone asked, would you like to relive your life with the knowledge you have now, but you'd be 10 years old, so you have all the knowledge you have? Or would you like to have 50 million in your bank now? I would want either.
I don't know. I mean, 50 million is quite a lot.
Yeah, but do you know what?
I think that might, it might taint you.
It would taint you. You don't work for it. You just get given it. It's
yeah,
boring.
I think you'd end up being a bit of a weird guy.
I think you'd just have to do lots for charity. Then that's what you'd have to do, is give it loads of charity.
I'd be 10 with the knowledge.
You would be so weird with your knowledge.
What do you mean?
Your knowledge.
I'd be so smart, mate.
You wouldn't be smart.
What do you mean?
You wouldn't.
You're saying I'm not smart.
Where's a y-axis on a triangle?
What?
That would be a test you have to do.
The y-axis?
Yeah, where's the y-axis?
Why? I don't know why.
Trick question. What is Pythagoras?
That's the,
yeah, exactly. These are, what's, there you go. Igneous? What's an igneous rock? Go on, what's an igneous rock?
An igneous rock?
Yeah, that's geology.
It's a form of music, isn't it? Igneous rock bands. You weren't a smart kid, though, were you?
No,
you just tried very hard.
No, I didn't try.
I was very competitive.
No, I was smart, but I just didn't try. That was the different thing. Hello, everyone. Welcome to a bonus episode of Private Parts. As I said, it's Alex Minden's birthday yesterday, so happy birthday to you, buddy.
Thank you.
Was it the big 3-0? No, it's 31. It's 31.
31 sucks.
30? Try being...
How old are you?
29. Try being 29.
Oh, God, it's tough. Hey, getting old is not as good as they said it would be.
No,
To feel relatively normal, I have to wake up, I have to chant to the gods, I have to get down on a mat, stretch, do so many different things, drink ginger, literally slap myself.
Have to drink ginger.
Have to drink ginger spice. Listen to the Spice Girls, and then I feel just about 50%.
It's true.
It sucks. And hangovers are terrible. I feel awful today.
Do you know, it's so true. As you get older, you do. You have to wake up. You have to, like you said, you have to have a Barocca. You have to have sort of omega-3s. You then have to have some,
so many things just to feel
normal.
10%.
But weirdly, at the moment, I feel pretty good.
Why?
I don't know what it is. Because normally... I don't feel...
Is the doctor up to you?
Up
the meds.
Yeah. I feel great.
I don't know what it is, but I just feel... I feel I'm cruising through life at the minute.
I feel great, right? No, I don't know. I don't know what it is. I feel... I always had this, right? And we spoke about this quite a lot. And I think a lot of people relate to this. I've always had it where I've been searching for the next fun thing. Always. Come on. Where's the next fun thing? Always, always, always.
You're like Toad of Toad Hall.
What?
He was always he had loads of money, and he would just jump from thing to the thing, and he loved racing, and then he loved boats. You are like Toad of Toad Hall.
Character, you pick Toad.
I mean, you don't look like a Toad.
You're like Eeyore. You're like Eeyore.
Why?
You're a donkey, and you're miserable, and your best friend's Piglet.
Okay.
That's what it is.
You've got a good point there, to be fair.
But it's true. I was going from one thing to the next, trying to find the next best thing always.
And have you found it?
Well, I don't know. I think that I've just realised that actually it's okay for life to be mundane sometimes. And it's okay for life to be a bit boring. And life doesn't always have to be exciting. And that's okay for it to be. And I think the problem with you and I for so long is that we try to search for the next fun thing all the time.
Yeah. I mean, you especially.
No.
You especially.
You, buddy. Even, oh, it's my birthday, I'm going to sit in the park and,
What, drink?
Drink.
What did you do on your birthday?
On your birthday, you sat in the park and drank beer.
Yeah, I'm down to earth. What did you do?
That does not make you relatable. It does not make you relatable.
Yes, it does.
What is that? You sit
People at home will be going, yeah, that guy.
I know what you mean, though. I know what you mean. I tell you what I am into recently, though.
What?
I'm recently into socks. Really like socks.
Did you not wear them before?
No, I did wear socks, but I used to wear these ankle socks, right, where you basically just put them
Right down to the...
Yeah.
No, I don't like those because your trainers start to rub.
Yeah, no,
do
they don't.
Yeah,
no,
they
go round your ankle. See, they're round your ankle. Unless you're wearing high tops. You wear your new Jordans? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, that's me.
No,
that's
the socks that I have now, you can see them now. They're these yellow ones and these...
Up.
Yeah, I bought all different coloured ones.
Ooh. Quite flexible.
Yeah, no, not really. But I have all these different coloured socks, and actually...
Do you wear socks in bed?
No, I'm not 80.
What? Is that an age thing?
Yeah, it's an age. What, you wear pajamas to bed.
To keep your like thrombosis at bay or something? What? I do wear socks. I wear socks in bed.
No, you don't.
I do. It's a treat every now and again to take them off.
You wear socks to bed?
Mm-hmm.
But is it not hot?
And like when having sex as well.
You wear socks?
Yeah, yeah. It's a really massive turn off.
You don't wear socks always.
Yeah, yeah. I do.
No, you don't. Because wearing socks is like, it's like wearing a scarf. It makes you just extra hot all the time.
Exactly.
No, I don't wear socks. I don't wear socks ever. I actually, in bed, I sleep totally naked. So I didn't make it really sexy. And I also just left a pause there.
So you leant back. Like, yeah. Just to let the listeners back home get a little mental image.
Yeah.
I'll come back to you in 5 minutes.
I sleep naked. And then just paused after it. No, but I did want to say a couple of things that happened last week, which was interesting. The first one is that I had my brother interning in my Candykin office.
How was
which
that?
It was really fun, actually. He's 16 years old, and he was interning in the office. So at 16 years old, you have no worries. Nothing at all.
16 is where it starts to, like, life starts to get really good. Really good.
Yeah, because
and then from 27 onwards, it's downhill.
Yeah, but why is that? No one wants that. You have this 10-year period where life is, come on, no responsibilities. Here we go. 27.
Shake it serious. You go riding in the New Forest with your girlfriend.
Don't make fun of me that I did that. Yeah, I went to the New Forest.
It was the New Forest.
Yeah, I went to the New Forest.
On your electric bikes.
I didn't go to the New Forest on my electric bike. We went to the New Forest, then got an electric bike.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that would be more impressive if you cycled all the way there.
I cycled all the way to the New Forest.
So wholesome of you.
Big news, and something we should discuss, is the fact that nightclubs are still not open. That's a big thing for you.
What are you going to do, man?
That is a big thing for you. That's your favourite thing to do.
You trained for a year on Strictly Come Dancing.
Yeah.
And now you can't go and show off your skills.
Well, I'm going to go and do the jive in the nightclub.
Yeah.
Why would I go and jive in a nightclub?
To look cool.
So
it's actually really sad that they've extended it. It's really bad for the industry.
Also, annoyingly for you, strip clubs are to remain closed as well.
Oh, you're joking.
Yeah.
Better cancel my Uber then.
Where?
You love a strip club.
What do you... You can't just put that out there.
Stringfellows. He used to...
Swingfellows?
That's a different club. You had your card behind the bar at Stringfellows, I'm pretty sure.
I've been to a strip club before.
This one time.
When I was 18 years old, my girlfriend at the time took me to... She was quite cool. She's called Lucy.
Wait, was this Lucy that you used to phone?
No, not the one that I used to phone and pretend I was drunk.
You just had to pretend the whole time that you were wasted.
Yeah.
Jamie guy's got a drinking problem. He is.
Always drunk. Yeah. No, Lucy's my first girlfriend that I really loved.
Oh, I think you've spoken about her before.
Yeah, she was so pretty. She was so nice and she was so cool. And she, for my 18th birthday, said, well, I'm going to take you to a strip club. And I think it was like, at the time, she thought it was like a cool thing to do. I'll take him to a strip club. In light of it, it's the worst thing she could have done. She took me in there, it's just Stringfellows, and immediately...
Oh, so it was Stringfellows?
It was Stringfellows, yeah. And as
your eyes just lit up.
Yeah, it was Stringfellows.
It was a dark, dark night.
On a dark, dark day. And I went in Stringfellows, and as immediately when I walked in, I started laughing. I couldn't stop laughing as I walked
in. I bet you creeped the dancers out so much. You're there like, what are you laughing at?
They were all naked.
What is this?
What is this wonderful thing?
What is this heaven?
Why am I drunk again? What is this heaven?
Oh, God.
What is this heaven?
Did you spend a lot of money?
I didn't have any money. I was 18.
What? Did you get, like, a dance?
I think I tried to get a dance, and it was my girlfriend then found it a bit weird that I was getting a dance.
I mean, she took you there. Like, what?
That was the point. I think
was it a test?
It was the same thing the other day with Sophie, right? With
you tried to take her to a strip club.
Let's go to a strip club.
I think it's time you got a job.
Yeah.
Like, do you want to go to a strip club? She's like, why? I think you need to start working, babe. Too much time at home.
She said to me, we're sitting in the car. And I wanted to phone her up and ask and confront her on this. And she said, okay, if I gave you a green hall pass, if you had a hall pass right now, who would you like to sleep with? And I went, this is a bad conversation. So I was like, who can I think of that's not going to annoy her? So I went, oh, I don't know, probably Kylie Jenner.
Okay.
Yeah, which is true. Kylie Jenner's pretty.
Yeah, that's like an obvious.
It's an obvious thing, right? And she got annoyed by it.
I mean, she needs to watch out because I think Kylie could.
And then she'll
be listening to this and she'll think.
And then she was like to me, then Sophie was like, well, ask me. And I was like, oh, all right, it's getting aggressive now.
So she can get it out.
Yeah, go and ask me. And I was like, okay, well, who would you like? And she goes, oh, well, am I marrying them? And I was like, this has got way deeper. Like, then, what do you mean, are you marrying them? She's like, well, am I marrying them? We're just sleeping with them. And I was like, well, I wasn't given that option. What's going on? She said, well, I don't know, if I was sleeping with them, probably, I don't know, someone like Matthew McConaughey. But if I was marrying them, maybe Tom Hardy. I was like, what is going on?
I don't know, would you want to marry Tom Hardy?
I think you would marry Matthew.
You'd marry Matthew, it'd be the other way around.
All right. That's what you would do all the time.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Speaking of growing up, Cheryl Cole. Well, not Cheryl Cole anymore. She's just Cheryl. It's like
straight up
there's
Cheryl.
Cher, Seal, Madonna, and Cheryl. And Jamie now. If people say Jamie, they go, ah, Jamie Lang. That's what they do. They do. Jamie, you're talking of Jamie? Yeah, that's right. Cheryl has recently spoken out saying that she hopes her son Bear, who she had with Liam Payne from One Direction, doesn't follow in their footsteps and becomes a singer. She said she wants him to be a yoga person instead.
A yoga person?
Yeah, I don't know what that really... I think like a, you know, like a yogi person.
Like a yogi.
Like a hippie person.
Like a yoga instructor.
What did you want to be when you grew up?
Originally a racing car driver, then an astronaut, then reality TV. set my eyes on the prize and I claimed it.
It's weird what you can manifest.
Manifesting it from a young age.
I want to be a reality star.
I want to star next to that guy Jamie Lang.
One day, I want to be where all the stars are standing,
singing in my bedroom and manifesting.
I want to be where the reality stars are.
I want to see them
laughing at me.
When did it dawn on you that you were like super famous? When did it hit you?
Never. When I was a kid.
when you were a kid.
When I was a kid.
You're that kid that gets to 10. You're like, oh, I didn't think I'd make it. It's been a big life.
27. It was a bit ropey for both of us.
I was fine.
Nah, we drank a little bit too much.
I was conducting a social experiment. It was to just like get into Booze Britain, find out what goes on behind the scenes.
But you didn't even document it. But it's all up in my mind.
Yeah. And then a bit of memory loss. Where's your report? Oh, shit.
Right, to all you lovely listeners, we also have Listener of the Week. They have a funny story that I'm going to read to you. So my funny story for you guys is, I once had such bad food poisoning on a flight home from a holiday that whilst the plane was taxiing to the runway, I knew I was going to be sick. So I had to get up and push past the air hostess to get to the bathroom. She tried to block me, but I said, "I'm so sorry, but either you move or I'm going to be sick on you right now." And she quickly steps aside. Once I was in the toilet, I could hear her shouting on the radio to the pilot, "Someone is in the toilet! Stop the plane! We need to stop moving!" What? What? It's not flying, it's taxiing. Once I was done, I came out and the whole plane was staring at me and they were all still, and we were still moving. The air hostess pushed me into an empty front seat and strapped me in. I then continued to throw up for the entire flight home next to two poor strangers who were leaning so far away from me. And I'm sure they were wishing they were next to a different person. Once we landed, I had to get a mega bus home, during which I lay across the back seats, unbuttoned my trousers so there was no pressure on my belly, and just lay there moaning and groaning from the pain for 3-hour journey. I then had to get an Uber home. See, this is quite like, she took a megabus, but then an Uber. Like, that's, where's the, like,
surely you would
take a bus home?
Yeah, the £1 ticket on the megabus.
Bear in mind, this was central London to Croydon in the middle of the night. I threw up in the Uber during the journey and so kicked me out onto the street in the middle of nowhere. I then had to get another Uber. This person's loaded. Ubered the rest of the way, but luckily I survived this one without an incident. I couldn't eat anything for the next day, and weirdly, I developed an intolerance to potatoes for about 2 months after. I love that little side note.
What?
And then she goes, and that's my story. Thanks for such an amazing podcast. You guys are great. Katie.
Oh, God, that sounds horrendous. Do you know what that reminds me of? Do you remember when we were in Croatia, and we were flying to Barcelona? We were filming in Croatia.
Oh,
we were like, let's just stop off for a nice little tuna salad on the way back.
No, can I just quickly say before we start this? You had this thing, Alex has this thing, right? When he gets something stuck in your mind, you can't push you away from it. So if it's a movie you want to watch, or you want to do like a go walking, or you want to go to a restaurant.
You want to do like a go walking.
You have your mindset on it and you'll be quite stubborn with it. So you were determined to go to one of these restaurants.
I wanted to eat before we flew. I was hungry.
Okay, so what happened?
Well, so you got this like tuna salad. It looked a bit dodge. Anyway, so we sit down, we're eating it. I was like, tastes okay. You didn't really eat that much of yours. I obviously like wolfed mine down. Anyway, we're in the cab on the way to the airport, and I'm like, oh god, it's a bit hot in here, isn't it? Jay, are you feeling hot? Jay looks absolutely fine. You look over at me and you're like, mate, you're going a bit red. I was like, what do you mean? my whole skin had like flushed and I was going so bright red. I was like really panicking at this stage. It was like my blood pressure was like going through the roof. And it was like the fight or flight response.
Fight or flight. You had to fight. You thought, am I either going to panic or I have to fight this?
And turns out I got like the worst food poisoning. So we're in the airport and he's laughing his head off, just like so happy that
I don't know if anyone's ever been to the airport in Split.
And so anyway, I'm in the loo just like feeling horrendous and stuff's going on. And anyway, so Jay's taking the piss out of me, and as we're boarding, like I finally managed to like get everything out. And as we're boarding, I look over at Jay, and his head starts to go red. And I was like, yes, yes, he's got him.
Yours, so you would be able to dump yours in the airport. Mine hit me with like a bazooka.
Honestly, the worst possible thing is boarding a flight literally as that comes on.
And needing a shit. Like,
there's nowhere to hide. Oh. You're strapped in as well. Like, God.
And then also, I then had to run to the toilet like about 4 times on the flight. It was awful. The whole needing.
That was because you were drinking vodka.
Yeah, well, I was drinking vodka in the loo because I felt so awful. But it was. It was. I had to go to the bathroom. And then it's so embarrassing. I hate that on a flight when you know there are people standing outside and you're rushing yourself.
The worst is when the air hostess, their seat is like right outside the toilet and you're like,
what, because you think they're going to fancy you? Oh god, they're not going to fancy me now because I've just pooed.
No, because they're literally sat there.
Well, they've seen it all before.
They might not.
Yeah, but I know what you mean. Needing the bathroom on a flight
is terrible.
That's that. I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy.
What would you?
Oh, so many other things, but not that.
Financial ruin. The worst possible the worst possible misery.
All right, we got some funny reviews for you. So here's some reviews of British landmarks.
I love
found
these reviews.
On TripAdvisor. We love a review. One of them is a review of Big Ben, and the title is Meh.
Is what?
Meh. 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 And it's 1 star, and the review is, it's just a big clock. Nothing more, nothing less. I've got a grandfather clock at home. And that is just as thrilling to look at.
I mean, he's got a point.
We got another one, which I imagine is from the same person, but it can't be. Of a review of Stonehenge, and the title is Just a Few Rocks. It's one star.
Is that it?
I was disgusted to find out that this was just a few rocks to look at and nothing to do. They should get it knocked down and build on an arcade or a fun fair. Don't waste your time with a silly place. Stonehenge. Build an arcade. Or build a fun fair.
Bingo hall.
Yeah, why? Fun fairs like move as well. Okay, here's another one. Just a collection of pictures. The National Gallery, one star. Although the pictures are very famous, if you go to London, don't visit the National Gallery.
So uncultured.
Calling them pictures. Oh my God. That is very funny. They're not pictures, are they?
It's history, it's art.
It's art. A final one is very steep and too high. Review of Ben Nevis. One star.
What were you expecting?
I know. Here we go. This was almost a full day's climbing, and my girlfriend was crying at one point. When we did get to the top, there was nothing there. Mount Snowdon had a pub and a restaurant and toilets on its top. Luckily, we had bought some sandwiches and drinks, anyone else climbing this one, be warned. There are no facilities on the top. The climb basically went on far too long, and the last part was particularly steep and difficult. It was also cloudy at the top, so the view was non-existent. The long walk back down was boring and again took too long.
What were they expecting at the top? The Bellagio? The Bellagio?
Where did that come from?
I don't know.
The Bellagio?
The facilities. What do you want at the top of a fucking mountain?
The Bellagio. Also on Private Parts, what we like to do is we like to sing and praise and shout out to people who deserve it. Individuals, charities, communities, anyone at all. We want to donate some cash to them, and we're going to be doing this over the course of the year. And so if you have a nomination or someone or an individual, anyone at all that you want to say, the unsung heroes out there, send it into contact at privatepartspodcast.com or slide into our DMs at Private Podcast. And our charity nomination is here. I nominate Frank Water. This year has been a pretty tough one, but imagine how hard it is when you have been without clean water to wash our hands. There are 663 million people worldwide who still lack access to this basic human right. The inspiring work of Bristol-based charity Frank Water provides some of the poorest communities in India and Nepal with access to clean water, keeping families safe from disease. India currently has the second largest number of COVID cases in the world. Frank Water's response to the pandemic has involved awareness campaigns in 22 villages, where hand-washing demonstrations were conducted for children and educational workshops around health and hygiene were provided for 531 households. They also delivered materials such as blankets, mugs and towels to quarantine centres. Vaccinating those in remote and rural areas of India and Nepal will be a challenge, so it's vital that Frank Water can continue to provide improved sanitation for those trapped in water poverty. It costs just £12 to provide one person with safe water for life. Climate change is and will continue to affect access to water for these communities too. Changing weather patterns, including unpredictable rainfall and prolonged drought, means rural villages cannot rely on rainfall to supply their water needs. Frank Water has created an app which allows for easy data collection analysis to help implement safe, sustainable and great water. Frank Water relies on donations to enhance life, chance and health for generations to come. So I hope you'll consider them for your charity fund. Thank you, Tamzin. How nice is that? You love all that.
Yeah.
Not that I don't love it. You love all that. No.
Well, you're into that sort of like saving people.
No, but you do. You like all the fresh water. So do I. But...
Why am I a salmon? You love that fresh water. You love swimming upstream.
You know what I mean.
Wow. I mean, it's pretty important, isn't it? This is really sad. I was really hungover the other day and I cried watching David Attenborough.
Did you actually?
Yeah, well, it was the documentary where it's like his life.
You didn't cry.
And towards the end.
I've never seen you cry. You did not.
You've seen me cry. I've cried. No. I've cried on Made in Chelsea.
Oh, Binky! Binky!
Come back to London, you dick!
Nice quote from us in New York. Binky, I'm sorry. I've done it again.
I was playing a character. It was a social experiment. It's still ongoing. Results will be with you soon. God, it's hot here. I'm sweating so much.
Just quickly before we go.
Yeah.
You know they conducted an experiment they got basically 780 odd Harvard graduates from a year, and they basically followed. Normally what happens with social experiments, right, is that after 10 years they die because funding stops, or
what dies?
Oh, the test, not the people. But they, you know, the funding disappears, or you know, people just don't bother on because they've moved on to other things. So 10 years, a decade, is normally how long social experiments typically mm-hmm. last for. This one has lasted for nearly 100 years, and basically what they do, they got 700 odd Harvard graduates and study them throughout their life to see what creates happiness.
Mm-hmm.
And lots of them had, there were some presidents who came out of it, there was people who had got psychosis, schizophrenia, there were some people who made loads of money, people who didn't make money, they're alcoholics, all these different things, there's 700 odd people. But the one fundamental thing that they realized that creates happiness, and it wasn't money, it wasn't fame, it wasn't any of those things, it was connections, family and friends. And if you have family and friends in your life, typically you'll have a happier life than
Instagram.
Yeah, that's it.
Failing that Instagram, just get on there. Honestly, I can't express it enough. Just get on there, scroll.
But how nice is that?
No, yeah, it's true. Like the people that live the longest, the cultures that live the longest, have like really strong family connection.
Yeah. So on that note, ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't phoned your family or your friends or anyone at all, reach out to them. Lovely little way.
Reach out to them on Instagram. DM them.
Don't DM them. Go and see them.
What are you going to say to Lucy and Lucinda if they're listening? Pick up. I'm wasted.
All right, everybody. On that note, we'll see you on Friday for another epic episode. Until then, ta-ta.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.